The missing men are Gordon Stansley, 41, of Los Angeles, missing since May 17, 2001. He checked into the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, but his bed was never slept in and his suitcase never unpacked. He is married and has two children. John Edward Dunn, 39, of Ottawa, Canada, who was driving from his home to Los Angeles on a vacation. He never made it to his intended destination, his brother's home in Granada Hills. Dunn's 30-foot recreational vehicle was found December 29, 2001, at an RV park in Laughlin. That was 20 days after his expected arrival in Granada Hills. Lloyd Rockland, 61, disappeared from Las Vegas on June 17, 2002. His plane from Atlanta arrived at 11 a.m. at McCarran International Airport. He picked up a Hertz rental car, but he never checked in to the MGM Grand, where he had a reservation. His car was returned to the Hertz rental car center at the airport at 2 p.m. the next day, but nobody seems to remember the father of four and grandfather of three being the one who returned it. Fenton Weeks, 29, of Dallas, Texas, was reported missing January 25, 2003, after he did not return from a business trip to Las Vegas. Police determined he had checked into the Golden Nugget in downtown Las Vegas and attended the first day of an electronics exposition held at the Las Vegas Convention Center, but was not in attendance on the second and third days. His wife reported him missing. He has no children. Joseph O'Leary, 55, of Berwyn, Pennsylvania, disappeared May 15th of last year from the Bellagio, where he was staying with his wife. Alice O'Leary left her husband in the casino playing blackjack while she went to spend the day at the resort's spa. Several hours later, her husband failed to return to their suite. O'Leary, a stockbroker, was reported missing the next day. Rogers Eberly, 40, of Los Angeles, disappeared November 1st while on a day off from his work as a graphic designer at the Disney Studios in Burbank. His car was found parked in the lot outside the Buffalo Bills Casino in Primm, Nevada, just across the California border on the Interstate 15 freeway. Investigators say there are few leads in the investigation. They point to Rockland's rental car as possibly being the best clue they have. The car was returned 27 hours after it was picked up by Rockland. It had been driven 328 miles during that period, according to Hertz records. Whoever returned it to the Hertz Airport Center dropped it off without waiting for a receipt or to speak to a Hertz clerk. They just pulled in, got out of the car, and walked away, Ritz said. Nobody remembers anything. They process about 1,000 cars a day in that center. There are no cameras, and there is no record but the rental record. And it is those 328 miles that Ritz and the other detectives wonder about. That is a lot of miles, said Detective Peter Eckard, Ritz's partner. That car could have gone a lot of places. You figure 164 out and 164 back in, and you've got a hell of a big circle to cover. Nevertheless, the investigators are trying to do just that, hoping their efforts will uncover a clue that makes the circle smaller and possibly leads to the answers to the six missing family men. It's tough, said Ritz. These guys all have families, and we're doing our best for them. But at the moment, we have lots of questions and not any answers. The article was nicely drawn with the Times signature method of finding larger significance to a story than the story itself. In this case, it was the theorizing that the disappearance of these men was symptomatic of the newest permutation of Las Vegas as an adult playground. It reminded me of a time I was working a case in which a man who owned an auto garage cut the hydraulic lines on a lift, and a 7,000-pound Cadillac came down and crushed his longtime partner beneath it. A Times reporter called me up for the details for a story and then asked if the killing was symptomatic of the tightening economy in which money woes turned partners against partners. I said no, I thought it was symptomatic of one guy not liking his partner screwing his wife.